KSRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump told Republican donors at his Florida resort this weekend President Biden's running what Mr. Trump calls a Gestapo administration. The Republican National Committee said after the event, joint fundraising efforts by the RNC and the campaign for April topped $76 million, by far the best monthly effort of this campaign cycle. Meanwhile, on NBC's Meet the Press this morning, South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says he's certain of the outcome in November.
One thing that is crystal clear, that the American people now having a contrast between 4 years of Joe Biden versus 4 years of Donald Trump, they're really excited to get back to the Trump years. And so I expect the election to be fair, and I expect Donald Trump to be our next president.
Also at SRNnews.com, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy set a July primary and a September general election to fill the Newark-based U.S. House seat that opened up after Democrat Donald Payne Jr.'s recent death.
Murphy signed a writ of election required under state law. The July 16th primary will happen about a month after the state's regularly scheduled June 4th contest, followed by the general election on September 18th. The special election will determine who will serve out the remainder of Payne's term, which ends January 3rd, 2025, while the regular election process held in parallel will be for who fills the seat after that. It's not yet clear who will be running in the heavily Democratic and majority black district, which is unlikely to flip as registered Republicans are outnumbered by more than 6-1. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In Houston over the weekend, floodwaters forced thousands from their homes. More than 400 people had to be rescued. But drenching rain continued today, and forecasters say the situation is likely to worsen as waters rise, and at least one weather-related fatality has been reported. A shooting in Los Angeles area wounded 7 people, including 4 critically in the Long Beach area. The suspects fled before cops could arrive. This is SRN News. Abortion will be a priority if Democrats win in November.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if Democrats win the Senate in November, they will vote to end the filibuster and will pass a law legalizing abortion up to the moment of birth in all 50 states. Speaking to MSNBC, Pelosi says, quote, abortion is a democracy issue. It's about freedom. It's about economics. And she says the key to the whole Democratic plan is getting President Joe Biden reelected this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed ban on sex change operations for children failed in the Kansas legislature when Republicans were unable to override Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's veto of the proposed ban after 2 GOP lawmakers broke ranks and switched their votes. The bill would also have barred state employees who work with children from promoting transgenderism to youngsters. Some 200 Kansas health care providers signed a letter opposing a veto override. This is SRN News. Kansas soldiers may be going to the border to assist Texas guardsmen, and, well, then again, maybe not.
In Topeka, the Republican-controlled legislature has given the state's National Guard a mission to help Texas officials in the dispute with the Biden administration over border security. Now, the next state budget in Kansas has $15.7 million for a mission to the U.S.-Mexico border. However, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says she's not obligated to comply because the state constitution makes her the Guard's commander. Jason Walker reporting.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced a $400 million increase in federal funding for security in houses of worship. The new money adds to the nonprofit security grant program available to nonprofits to help protect their facilities from potential attacks. This is SRN News.